Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning. This is Apostle E.B. Wright. Hallelujah. And for Cornerstone Deliverance Church. Hallelujah. Sunday school services. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. You are welcome in this place. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place. Dear Heavenly and gracious Father, we do thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we will continue to rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for this morning, hallelujah, Sunday, July the 26th, 2020. We thank you for this morning, Sunday school. Glory to God. Saul, anointed king. Amen. If we remember, last week we talked about Israel demanding a king. Yes, I used the word demanding. They were saying to Samuel they wanted to be like everybody else. They was tired of having a judge over them. They wanted a king that would fight for them, go into battle for them. And despite the fact of what God told Samuel to tell them, what was going to happen when they received a king, they said, nevertheless, we don't care. The Lord said, he's going to abuse your children. He's going to put them and make them run in front of the chariots, the men, and then he's going to put the women, he's going to have them baking and cooking and just doing all sorts of things, but they still said, we don't care. We want a king. We want to be like everybody else. You know, that was really, really absurd, because God, the Father, the Creator, had already been fighting battles for them. Glory to God. They had already been winning wars, hallelujah, with the help of the Lord and with the judges that he had already put in place for them. But isn't that funny how they couldn't see, how they couldn't hear, they couldn't realize what God had already done for them. They just wanted what they wanted. So the Lord told Samuel, okay, you go ahead and listen to them and give them what they asked for. So Samuel did, and this is what we will be discussing on this Sunday morning. Again, Saul, anointed king. Amen. Praise the Lord. This is Apostle E.B. Wright. Who do I have on the line with me for Sunday school this morning?
Tasha.
Well, good morning, Sister Tasha. Welcome to the Sunday school class on this morning. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, welcome. We will be discussing how Saul was anointed king, because this was the first time Israel had a king. So the Lord took Samuel through precaution on how to choose a king. He chose them very wisely. Sister Tasha, do you have your Sunday school book with you this morning?
No, I actually don't because I'm not home.
Okay. All right. Well, we will be coming out. Some of the highlighted scriptures in the Word this morning is coming from 1 Samuel, the 9th chapter, starting at the 25th verse. So 1 Samuel 9 and 25, and then it's going to run into 1 Samuel 10 and 1. Amen. And so that we can get started, I waited a while to give people time to get on the line before I got started. Bless God. So 1 Samuel 9 and 25 says, when they had come down from the high place into the city, Samuel spoke with Saul on the top of the house. They rose early, and it was about the dawning of the day that Samuel called to Saul on the top of the house, saying, get up, that I may send you on your way. And Saul arose, and both of them went outside, he and Samuel. As they were going down to the outskirts of the city, Samuel said to Saul, tell the servant to go ahead of us. And he went on, but you stand here a while that I may announce to you the word of God. So the Lord, it looks like he was being kind of secretive. And he didn't want Samuel's servant to hear what, I'm sorry, Saul's servant to hear what Samuel had to say. So I'm going to go back and do a little, give a little backdrop. Samuel had went out, Saul had went out, his father had sent him and a servant out the day before, and they were looking for some donkeys. And so when they were looking for the donkeys, they couldn't find the donkeys, but some kind of way they had heard about Samuel being a seer or a prophet. And the servant is the one who told Saul about Samuel. And so they sought out Samuel. But the Lord had already showed Samuel in a dream that someone was going to be looking for him. So this was the Lord setting up the fact that Israel had said they wanted a king. So when Saul and his servant went to find Samuel, they asked someone, where is the seer? And they said, well, he's up there. He's going to be coming down because he's going to have to come down and eat because we prepared a meal and we can't eat until he eats, et cetera. But when they found Samuel, when they found where he was supposed to be as they went there, Samuel was already coming out. And they asked, Saul asked Samuel, do you know where the seer is? And Samuel says, I'm he. So he let him know who he was. And Saul told Samuel what he was looking for, and Samuel said, well, your goats have been found. So you don't have to look any longer. They're already found. I want you to stay here because I want you to eat with me. And so he already had a meal prepared and a particular piece of meat set aside for Saul. So then somehow the Lord would let people know about you in advance. So he knew that Saul was coming. He didn't know who was coming, but he knew that someone was coming. And the fact of the matter, what the Lord talks about when he talks about Saul, he talks about he was from the smallest tribe. He was from the tribe of Benjamin. And so also he was the tallest person in his tribe. And they also talked about how beautiful he looked, you know, to look upon a man and say he looked beautiful, or, you know, he was handsome. So he stood out. So they was looking at, you know, how good he looked. So I guess he was well-mannered and all that, but this is who God had picked out, and he had already told Samuel about him. Now, Saul, of course, wanted to know why in the world would God pick him. Again, why did God pick him, and they the smallest tribe and everything, and what did he want? And Samuel really never answered him. Okay, he kind of blew it off why the Lord had picked him. Amen. All right. Well, we're going to go back now, back into that lesson, since I gave you a little information about Saul, and that's the fact that God had already prepared Samuel to receive him. So in 1 Samuel 9:25, we heard what Samuel told Saul to do. So he told him to tell his servant to go ahead. Now, after the servant went ahead, praise the Lord, welcome to Sunday school this morning. Hallelujah. We are talking about Saul becoming a king, being chosen for a king. After Saul sent his servant ahead. And then I'm in 1 Samuel, the 10th chapter, took a flask of oil and poured it on his head and kissed him and said, "It is not because the Lord has anointed you commander over his inheritance. When you have departed from me today, you will find two men by Rachel's tomb in the territory of Benjamin at Zelzah. And they will say to you, 'The donkeys,'" and I said goats earlier, I stand corrected, "'the donkeys which you went to look for have been found.'" I talked about the fact that the Lord had set it up where Saul's dad had sent him out, him and a servant, to look for some donkeys. And the donkeys got away from him. They could not find them. And Saul's servants talked about finding the seer or the prophet, meaning Samuel, and he could possibly tell them where the donkeys were. But when Saul got there, asking about the seer, the last person he spoke to was the seer himself, which was the prophet Samuel. And the prophet Samuel had been waiting for him because the Lord had showed him in a dream. after he had told him in chapter, in the last Sunday school lesson last week, when the children of Israel were demanding a king over them, the Lord told Samuel to tell him he was going to give them a king and all the trouble they were going to have, but they said, I don't care. We don't care. We want a king. We want to be just like everybody else. But now we're to the point that the Lord has set this up where Saul actually walks in and search out Samuel looking for some donkeys, but in actuality, that was a setup from God. So Samuel already had a meal prepared for Saul. And it was so funny that Saul came at the same time that Samuel was getting ready to go and take of the meal. And it carried on, and he fed him. But also, he told him to stay with me tonight. You and your servant, stay here, because your donkey's been found. You don't have to rush home. Now, it was time for the Lord to anoint Saul as king. And Saul had asked Samuel, why did the Lord wanted him to be anointed king? You know how sometimes we don't know why we being blessed, and, you know, just all of a sudden somebody might send you some money in the mail, or somebody might just call you up just to see how you're doing, or say, you know, you've been on my mind. So in this instance, Samuel actually had a dream about Saul, the king that the Israel say that they wanted. So Samuel had been over them for such a long time, and they had won many battles, but some kind of way the enemy had fooled them into thinking they needed to be just like everybody else, despite the fact that God had already kept them from hurt, harm, and danger. There was no wars going on at that particular time, anything like that, but they wanted to be like everybody else. Amen. This story also talks about after Samuel anoints Saul, he tells him where to go. He sends him to a city. In other words, he wanted him to know that what he told him was truly from God. So in verse 2, it says, when you have departed from me today, you will find two men by Rachel's tomb in the territory of Benjamin at Zelzah. And I don't know if that's really pronounced like that, but that's the way I'm saying it. I'm breaking it down, Z-E-L-Z-A-H. And they will say to you, the donkeys, or these people said, the donkeys which you went to look for have been found. And now your father has ceased caring about the donkeys and is worried about you. What shall I do about my son? So that's what his father wanted to know. Now he wants to know where was Saul. Then you shall go down forward from there and come to Terebinthi tree of Tabor. There are three men going to go up at Bethel. I will meet you, one carrying three young goats, another carrying a skin of wine, and they will greet you and give you two loaves of bread, which you shall receive from their hands. After that, you shall come to the hill of God, where the Philistines' garrison is. And it will happen, when you have gone there to the city, that you will meet a group of prophets coming down from the high place with a stringed instrument, a tambourine, a flute, and a harp. Before them, and they will be prophesying. It looked like they had all them instruments and all the things they had is to make music, praise God. Then the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you, and you will prophesy with them and be turned into another man. My God. Hallelujah. The Lord definitely wanted him to believe what he said, that he had chosen him to be king. So he kept doing things to prove to him. So he has Samuel to tell him these things before they happen. So when they happen, he would believe. Now, he didn't ask for proof, but Samuel told him the Lord was going to let it be proof. So in verse 7, it said, let it be when these signs come to you that you would do as the occasion demands. For God is with you. You will go down before me to Gilgal, and surely I will come down to you to offer burnt offerings and to make sacrifices of peace offerings. 7 days you shall wait till I come to you and show you what you should do. There's a lot of waiting there too, 7 days. So it was when he had turned his back to go from Samuel that God gave him another heart. And all those signs came to pass that day. When they came there to the hill, there was a group of prophets to meet him. And the Spirit of God came upon him, and he prophesied among them. And it happened when all who knew him that he was indeed prophesied among the prophets, that the people said one to another, what is this? That this has come upon the son of Kish. Is Saul also among the prophets? Then a man from there answered and said, but who is their father? Therefore it became a proverb, is Saul also among the prophets? And when he had finished prophesying, he went to the high place. And the high place, I believe, is where Samuel was waiting for him. Then Saul uncle said to him and his servants, where did you go? So he said, to look for the donkeys. When we saw that they were nowhere to be found, we went to Samuel. And Saul's uncle said, tell me, please, what Samuel said to you. So Saul said to his uncle, he told us plainly that the donkeys had been found. But about the matter of the kingdom, he did not tell him what Samuel had said. All right. Glory to God. So Samuel has told Saul what to do. Saul has done those things, and now it is time for him to go before Samuel. I just want to make a few points here that, you know, God, because he created us and he gave us free will, and that's just like Israel. He gave them free will too, so he allowed them, even though he didn't feel like that was what was best for them, to have a king over them. He went ahead and let them have the king. And I remember last week when he told them to let them know they're going to call on me and I'm not going to answer them. Well, I'm so glad, thank you, Jesus, that when we call on God, that he does answer us. And even though we make mistakes sometimes, glory to God, and we have sense enough to go back and ask him to forgive us, that he does. Hallelujah. He forgives us, and then he allows us to be able to come before him. Amen. So they wanted a king. Now they have a king. Now when they took, Samuel took the oil and he anointed Saul. He poured it over his head and he kissed him and said, "It is not because the Lord has anointed you commander over his in. Is it not because the Lord has anointed you commander over his inheritance?" And that was a question mark. So he was now answering Saul, why had the Lord chose him to be king? Amen. So now we're going to discuss what was the purpose. If anyone's on the line with me that can answer this question, what other reason do you think that the Lord had in giving Israel a king? Can anyone answer that? Well, it's a real simple answer. He gave Israel a king because they asked for one. So sometimes we ask for stuff or ask for things, and even sometimes we know that those things are not good for us. But with some things that we just happen to want. And despite the fact of what God has said, sometimes we just want what we want. Amen? Yes. Praise the Lord. So but now they have a king. And think about some of the things that we ask God for. And the Bible says he knows what is best for us. But sometimes we want to think we know for ourselves what is best for us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, this is the day again that the Lord has made. And we have gathered here together to discuss Saul. Samuel anoints Saul as king. So the children of Israel got what they desired from the Lord. Amen. And some points of this lesson is the Lord changed Saul's heart when he told Samuel to let him know that he was going to meet some prophets, and we're in chapter 10, that he was going to meet some prophets, and they were going to come, and they were going to be prophesying, and he was going to be prophesying along with him. This amazed the people that knew Saul, and they said in the 11th verse, "And it happened when all who knew him formerly saw that he indeed among the prophets, that he prophesied among the prophets, that the people said to one another, 'What is this that has come upon the son of Kish? Is Saul also among the prophets?'" Amen. That particular time, God had changed his heart, and now he actually did prophesy. "Then a man from there answered and said, 'But who is their father?'" And that's a question. "Therefore it became a proverb, 'Is Saul among the prophets?' And when he had finished prophesying, he went to the high place." Amen. So when they went to the high place, they usually went to make a sacrifice or to pray to God. Amen. So I think Saul started out being pretty good, really wanting to do what God wanted him to do. But it was sometime later that he decided to get greedy and decided that he wanted what he wanted. Amen. So, does anybody have anything they want to say about what we have read this morning or what we have talked about? Well, amen. Well, glory to God. I'm not going to keep you on the line. We will get off the line until 1 o'clock your time, where we will get back on the line, and we will have the afternoon services, virtual services. And that will be like 23 more minutes. God bless you, and agape love.
Happy love.